I can agree with that. I haven't really seen much into anything new. I mean, I am looking more into amateur radios and or, you know, commercial radios, combination commercial amateur capability. And I know people like Wally, he's into that kind of radio. We have similar interests, multi-purpose radios, but cost-effective kind of a thing. But, yeah, I also had a one other CB I was going to mention. It was a not a popular or well-known brand. It was Colt, C-O-L-T, and 485 single sideband. It was also a 23-channel radio when I had it converted over at Bell Electronics there in St. Clair Shores. It's A-Bell now. There was a roost over, you know, Ma Bell and everything like that back in the day. But they did a lot of radio customization. And there was a state trooper that I knew that lived in my subdivision. And he says, if you ever get rid of that CB radio, I want it. I said, okay, I'll keep you in mind. And about 4 or 5 years down the road, I sold it when I got rid of CB altogether. And he's probably well retired by now because he's got to be close to my age. And so he's probably retired from the force. But he loved that radio. When he got it in his vehicle, he actually had some kind of mount rig where he could mount it inside of his state trooper vehicle. He loved that radio, how well it worked. But it was tricked out by Bell Electronics, and it was capable of running more power, more channels up to 40, by just flipping the normal switches. It was all internal. And then it had a frequency counter that was mounted to the bottom. And he loved that radio, and I wish to God I never got rid of it, because it was a heck of a CB back in those days. They're hard to find now, even on eBay, these 485s. So they're around, but, you know, you'll never find one new in the box, new old stock, I think, those days for those kind of radios of any kind, whether they're CBs or hams like the HTs that Joe mentioned. Yeah, they're long gone. And you might find one on eBay, but it's going to be a hard find for sure. Go ahead, Joe.